Shalom.
And blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for the far we have come. This morning, we continue to get the revelation or to experience the revelation of Jesus Christ that he gave to John, so that John will be able to give the church at Minor Asia, the present day Turkey, which Deventry is also a revelation to us, so that we can understand what God has intended in the last days. We have discovered that the aim and the chief purpose of tribulation is to bring people back to God, is the final in gathering a mission of God. Tribulation, which is called the wrath of the one who sits on the throne, and the wrath of the Ram, or the wrath of Jesus Christ, is ideally the second dimension of God in bringing people, in gathering people, in harvesting people back to himself. It is a method, it is a form of ingathering. The purpose is actually to deal with sin, is to atone for iniquity, that is the sin that has been generational. It is to deal and to finish what we call transgression. This is all forms of sin, and to allow the eternal righteousness to flow in the presence of God's people. But people will choose, or people have choice, whether they can choose to follow God or not. Some people have chosen to hear God in this season that we are living in, where Jesus said, "I'll be with you until the end of the age." This time, before the tribulation, we are living with what we call the grace of God. Is the moment of grace, is the dimension of God's grace to us. And people can choose to hear God and allow the grace of God to work. Grace means it is we are operating at God's riches at Christ's expenses. It is about the expense of Christ. We just believe in it. There are people who have accepted, and the people who have accepted these, Jesus calls them the church. He said, "I will make a church. I will form a church. I will build a church." That church of Jesus Christ will be raptured when Jesus comes. And Jesus will come for them and rapture them. But those that will not accept Christ for one reason or another, God will continue to reach out to the hearts, but this time not through the grace per se, but through God's wrath, God's judgment. He will come and he will release his wrath. But that wrath is not unto finish them, is also to woo them to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are already in chapter 14. And before chapter 14, we discovered that in chapter 12 and 13, we have learned about the evil trinity. We have learned the spiritual warfare. We have learned how Satan, who is called Dragon, the ancient serpent, will try and fight Israel and all those who live on the earth. But because he's a spirit, for him to be able to indwell or to incarnate here on earth, he needs to fight a body. So he's going to fight two bodies. One of the body that he's going to use so that he has the evil trinity is the body that we call the Antichrist, the man that we call Antichrist. He says the devil incarnate in that person, that's with the evil spirit. The devil gives this person his authority, his power, and his throne, so that he can be able to woo and make people to come. He's a man of sin, he's a man of lawlessness. And then the second character is the person that we call the false prophet, or the false prophet. And the false prophet will be able to enforce what the Antichrist was saying. So that is the evil trinity. Now, chapter 14 is a very critical point, and that's where we are dwelling on this in this session, and we deal with the first 12 verses, because chapter 14 gives us six announcements, which they are worthy, each one of us, anybody who live on that time, it's worthy to get to know them. These six announcements, they are called the holy, God's holy announcements. They will be given before God pours the last plagues to Christ rejecting people. And these, all the six announcements, they are meant to show almost the finished product of people, or how people will look like after the world comes to an end, after the age closes. Why this announcement? Why these six announcements? This announcement is also part of the preaching, so that he who has an ear can be able to hear, to change. Remember, so far, we have seen millions of people from languages and tribe who have been converted during this hard time, during this judgment and wrath time. And many have been killed, but the good thing is that they have been killed having accepted Jesus as the Lord and the Savior of their lives. What are those six announcements? These six announcements concerns six things. Let me just mention them. I want to deal with three maybe now. And then the next session I'll deal with three. Number one of the announcements is the announcement of what is the state of the 144 Jewish evangelist. What happens to this Jewish evangelist, the one that we encountered in chapter 7? The one that were among the first to accept Jesus Christ during when God began to rain his wrath. What happened to them? What is their end? Number two, the second announcement is what about those who would accept the everlasting gospel? What is that everlasting gospel? The one that has been preached to this day, how does it look like? What should we do, and how should they respond to this everlasting gospel? Now, you discover that one was preached, was announced by angels. Angels come to preach, actually, to talk about the nature, the beauty of the everlasting gospel. And number three, it will be talking about the defeat of the Babylonian system. You see, the Babylonian system is the worldly, is the system of man, which is in form of laicism, which is in form of the spirit of religion, and which is in form of witchcraft. These are the great opposer of the good gospel. So after God has spoken about this is the nature of the gospel, he talked about this is the nature of the opposition. And those who oppose the gospel, whom he called the system of Babylon, the system of confusion, the system of Babel, the system of bidding without God, like the one we saw in Genesis chapter 11, what will be the nature? What will be the end of them? That will be the third announcement. And the fourth announcement, we still talk about this, is that what will happen to those who decide to put or to get the mark of the beast? What will happen? So God, before he finishes, he bring out the last wrath, which is the last moment or the last chance for people that, you know, they have. Because we said that the pulling of those judgments is actually means of evangelizing, is means of God bringing his people to himself. So before he pour that, he said, this is, you know, the state of those who finally harden their hearts against the gospel and worship the beast. This is what will happen to them. Now, that is the fourth announcement. The fifth announcement is that he also will be able to look at, what about those who die in the Lord? What about those who refuse to get the mark of the beast? What will be their end? And you will discover very good things, that the Bible says, blessed are they who die in the Lord. And finally, number six, he talked about how God is going to do the final harvesting of the earth. It will be very critical for us just to listen to this. So when you look at briefly about the 144,000 Jewish evangelists, we discover a very nice thing, that these are the people, or these are the Israelites, Jewish people, who first came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ when God started pouring the wrath. And he said, and I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of the Father written on their foreheads. That's what happens. Finally, they have conquered. Finally, they have finished. We look at the way they were able to get into what we call the Mount Zion, the standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, therefore, you know, they finally conquered. Yes, they preached, but they conquered. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder, and the voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps, and they sang a song, a new song, song, and they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn this song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth. Therefore, these are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste or pure. They are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as the first fruit to God and to the Lamb, and no lie was found in their mouth. They are blameless. Now, these are great heroes. They are heroic people. They're heroic people. We hear that, you know, the announcement that was getting here is that it was like loud voices, like harpists. They were singing, and they had a new song. Hallelujah. They're up there singing the song of the Lamb, the song of God. Nobody would be able to understand the song except them. These were very faithful. They followed the Lamb wherever he went. They were the first fruit. They were the first to be harvested by when tribulation started. And now they are here in heaven. And already now, they have been given the mark of their Father. You know, they have a new name. And this is very nice. They are blameless. And they are before the throne. They never mix themselves with women. These are great people. Then we also get to know the nature of the gospel. As we say, the everlasting gospel. Is what they say is, and I saw another angel. Angels will be able to preach this time. Flying in the mid-air, having an eternal gospel to preach to those who live on earth, and to every nation, and to every tribe and every tongue. And he said with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the spring of the water. Another angel And another angel, a second one, followed, saying, fallen Babylon the great, she who has made all the nations drink of the wine of the passion of immorality. So here we hear of these two angels now. One of them is talking about the gospel, the good gospel. And he was preaching the gospel, the everlasting, he called it, you know, the everlasting gospel to every nation, to every tribe, to every tongue. You have not seen angel preach. Angels are going to preach all that time. And they are going to say these words with a loud voice, fear, you know, fear God and give him glory. This is about the gospel. Fear God and he give him glory. Why? Because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made the heaven, the earth, and the sea. That will be the announcement. Just worship him. Don't allow yourself to go. You have an opportunity to worship God, to fear him, to give him all the glory. But the other angel now comes, which is the, you know, that announcement. He says, but Babylon is fallen. And I think that's very great. Babylon is fallen. If you don't allow the gospel and you follow the enemy, I want you to know that Babylon is fallen. And if you follow the, you know, the spirit of Babylon, the spirit of witchcraft, the religious spirit, the racism spirit, you will fall together with him, together with those who made or he make other people to drink, you know, the madness of his wine. And his passion and her immorality, that will be foreign. And then we will be able to look at the list of the announcement in the next time. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to hear those announcements about those 144, about the pure gospel and how to worship God, and about those who are warned not to follow the Babylon. Help us to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.